For on-time delivery of scissor lifts, booms and elevated work platforms, Height for Hire at 1800 Height.
So much on today. First of all, happy International Women's Day to you, Robin.
Thank you very much. We learned a lot about being surprisingly sexist from you guys and some amazing fellas called through.
I learned how they measure bras. I didn't realise they go below the boob and go all the way around. That gives you your number. So it's virtually the width of your back and the size of your rib cage.
Pretty much. And cup size is your breast size.
Boob.
Cup.
Okay, right. Moving on.
You can work at bras and things. The footy is back.
I don't think if you work your bras and things, you can't stand in the corner moaning, boom.
Maybe you can't. Kevin Walters and Corey Parker previewing the Broncos today, and you had an awkward run-in with Cameron Smith's dad that we wish you didn't tell us about, but
not
you did.
Not awkward for me.
Very, very funny.
And
very
it is on the catch-up. Enjoy it. Wednesday was yesterday, becoming very popular with our listeners. And why is that?
Because we go and shout Smoko at a number of different places yesterday. I'll go through them one more time. Clark Tipper Hire, they were great. If you need a tipper down on the bayside, Clark Tipper Hire is the
one. Hello to Kenny out there.
If you need a container swing lifted, go to Container Swing Lift Services. We went to Hemant and then we went to Lumark Boat Repairs. How good was that?
And that was great because they have the big boat yard down there on the river and plucking huge ships and boats out of the water. And that was all thanks to All Trades too.
Yeah, well, they supply all the smoko and we throw them out.
They supply all the smoko. So Wayne and Michelle turned up from All Trades yesterday and they were giving out drink bottles, pens,
I'd never met
pencils,
them before.
And it's like, oh, yeah, these are the people from All Trades. And, Marta, you know, you're a friendly and polite man and you give everyone their time. But then late in the day or in the morning, you discovered that Wayne Smith from All Trades was not just Wayne Smith, project coordinating and mentor Wayne Smith. You discovered he was Cam Smith's dad.
That's when things came off. Remember the other day I told you I saw Cam Smith. He sends me into orbit.
Is that a tape measure in your pocket or are you?
I saw him at the airport and I just pointed and yelled out his name and he was with his kids and his wife and I was embarrassed.
So what did you do to his dad?
So down at Lumark, we were getting photos and Marto comes in, almost gets the man in a headlock, wants to pretend to be playing rugby. Yeah. He goes, we're locking into a scrum.
Yeah, we got in a scrum.
And then you made some accidentally gay comment about his arm hair feeling nice on yours.
Brendo, give me some help here. Hasn't Cam
Smith?
I don't think I can, mate. Will you give me some help? I'll look at a photo. One of Cam Smith's major characteristics, he's got really hairy arms. And so did the dad, so I had to touch them.
Do you know what that says to me?
They went to really...
We're in a boatyard with guys who weld stainless steel. They're just covered in dirt. They're having smoko. And they're just watching Marta just feel this man's arm. He's like, you're just like your son. You're just like your son.
I started to weird myself out. Now two men had to pull me away. Off his,
he
said, calm it down, calm it down.
He said,
am I embarrassing you? He said, fair bit. Yeah. I said, everyone, this is Cam Smith's dad.
Cam Smith's dad gave him Marta, you can have a drink bottle, mate. Have a pen.
Do you know what that says to me? Is that you're so concerned that you're going to say the right thing to him that you start observing what he looks like so that you can distract yourself from not
really
actually embarrassing yourself.
You know when you accidentally touch someone around the ribs, you go, he's not carrying any fat either.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, that's two.
Not only should you not treat a client like that, you should never treat another human being.
I know that now.
It's a sad time for you.
I don't think he's going to turn up next Wednesday.
That's for the best.
If he does, he'll have his arms waxed. So
big breakfast on Triple M. Footy's back, Robin.
Oh, yes, it is. The Broncos are taking on the Dragons. I would have thought it was a big honour to be the first game of the season for 2018.
No, they want the Broncos. Because no one drags bigger audiences than the Broncos. So they want them on TV as quick as they can. And Thursday night football's a vehicle they want to push off the street real fast.
Well, we have the Broncos assistant coach and also the Maroons coach, our good mate, Kevy Walters. Hello, Kevy.
Oh, very well this morning. Thanks. Pretty excited, actually, guys, as well, with the footy starting tonight, of course, and then into the weekend. It's going to be a great weekend, I think. Well, I hope so, anyway, for all rugby league fans.
Yeah, but who's going to win, Kevy? Come on, Ben Hunt's down there. You had a lot to do with him.
Yeah, look, he's a great pickup for the Dragons, no doubt about that, and we'll see that over the season. A lot of pressure on Ben tonight coming up against his old team and a lot of his old teammates. But, look, I think the Broncos will be too strong for the Dragons tonight. I think there's been some big inclusions for the Broncos, you know, over the off season. They're a much bigger side than they were last year, and I think they'll see the benefit of that. Not only tonight, but in the next month as well. So those big boys, they need a bit of time to wind up and to get themselves fit, but I can see them doing some damage there tonight.
Well, game's one up front. Sam Thaiday, is he definitely going to start at dummy half, and then you'll feed McCulloch into the game as it goes along?
Well, that's one for the coach, Wayne Bennett, to speak about. But Sam has done some work there, it's no secret, in the past, and he did some work there this week at training. So I guess it'll be a decision that Wayne comes up with, you know, tonight when he's got to announce the actual team that's starting. But it could be an option for them. Also,
the benefit of that,
I suppose, is easing Andrew McCulloch into the game. He's had that leg injury, the knee injury through the off-season. So it'd be good to just ease him into the game somewhat as well. But he's ready to go as well.
All right, but you're not going to tell us for sure. Well, we already know that's true. Corey Oates is definitely going to be on the wing as well, isn't he?
He is, mate, yeah. Trained all season, you know, in the back row and training with the forwards, which I think was of huge benefit to Corey. But expect him to be on the wing tonight for the Broncos and expect him to be playing well. Look, he's had a great preparation as well, as I say, different pre-season for him, training with the forwards. They have a different mentality, Marto, the forwards. They're not as smart as us backs, are they?
Whoa.
Tend to work a bit harder.
They sure do. Righto, don't soften me up. Hey, Kevy, talking mentality, how are the boys going? Is it a siege mentality, the Matt Lodge stuff? I don't want to know the philosophy and all the rest of it, but how mentally is a team? Like, they're about to be a game of footy and that media have been hounding everyone.
Yeah, it's been a tricky couple of weeks. Not so much for the Broncos themselves, but for Matt Lodge, you know. And I think what he got out last night on Fox Sports, he finally got to tell his side of the story and what has happened through his eyes, which I think is it going to sway people's minds? I don't know. They've all got an opinion on Matt Lodge, but I guess the best way for Matthew to get himself, you know, some respect around the place is to play some good football and behave himself, you know, on the field and off the field. And from what I've seen from him in the last, you know, 3 months since I've been back at the Broncos, I've seen nothing but that from him, you know. So he's not touching alcohol. He's not touching any sort of in any of that area. He's sworn off that, and I think it's been quite some time, over a year into 18 months since he's had a drop, which is a small sacrifice to make, I know, given what has happened in his past. Yeah. But I can assure you he's doing everything that he can to try and
what's he good at?
The wrongs that he did.
What's he give us? Has he got a passing game as well as being 116 Ks?
Well, when you're 116 Ks, you don't have to pass too much, mate. You just run over people, run in and create some space. But he's quite a smart player as well on the field. He knows, you know, when to pass and when to actually get those hard yards. But don't expect too much passing from him tonight. We're hoping that he's hard and into the Dragons' defence to create the space that Milford and Nick Arima are going to need tonight, that's for sure.
So as we go into tonight, Kevin, is there always the tingle for you at the beginning of a new season, or do you think, oh, God, here we go again?
No, it's bloody exciting. You know, looking forward to the season starting tonight. Of course, Origin is a bit deeper into the season as well this year. I think the first match is on Wednesday, the 6th of June. So we've got about 13 rounds to get through before Origin comes on us. So we've got lots of good footy in front of us, and hopefully all those Maroons players out there are doing their best to get themselves into some good form for Origin 1, which is only not that far away now.
Hey, Kevy, tell me honestly, because you're the coach of the Maroons and you do so super well, but you're only the assistant coach of the Broncos. Don't you want to tell Wayne what to do?
No. Look, we've got the two coaches there. I've got myself and Jason, who's the other.
No.
We're working well with Wayne. Wayne's been such a superior coach, and I mean, he's
very diplomatic, Kevy, friend of the show, Maroons coach, Broncos assistant coach. We love you here, Kev. Kevin Walters, best of luck, mate. Okay, big breakfast. Right. Brisbane's Triple M.
Not that kind of friend.
Bye. Gone.
The Big Breakfast Crime Squad.
So let's just go through which each of our roles are for those that haven't been across this.
Well, you are in charge of the unit. You're like the superintendent, chief.
I drink a lot of coffee and tell you what to do.
And you're always kicking my ass. And in turn, I'm kind of like the Sarge Chief. And you're the flat shoe on the street.
I go out and gather information, and Brendo's in the lab just examining some
stuff. We're always the same samples.
Donuts.
Okay.
I'm always taking a couple of samples down to Brendo.
Yep.
to run through some screening.
Too many, if anything.
Where burgeoning crime statistics have been telling us, I need some more men to help me.
Yeah.
I found one yesterday out at Ray's Takeaway at Sunnybank. We're always looking for people who step forward instead of running away in the fitness. Well, let's have a listen to what this bloke did. His name's Adrian, but he does run and own Ray's Takeaway.
Without a word, he reacted. His weapon, a long-handled mop. The thief is then clobbered with a few fist blows. His surprise attack and his disguise ruined. He tries to make a run for it.
Hit Dad with the weapon on the back of the head twice. And then when my dad dazed off, that's when he fled away.
Mm. My big question to Adrian, mop man, who took on the...
Sorry, who?
Mop man.
Mop man.
Yeah,
what's Adrian your question? Slash mop man is, where's Ray?
Ray.
And what happened to Ray?
Off on Ray's Takeaway.
It's Ray's Takeaway.
Maybe that was
Ray coming back to take his own takeaway back.
Anyways, there's an offer, Adrian. It remains on the table if you want to join the Big Breakfast.
You had a question for me as a former member of the Australian Customs Service.
And this is why. This is a real question. This is what they found yesterday, some marijuana.
Police say they've shut down a family-run cannabis operation on the Sunshine Coast after the discovery of plants more than a metre high in bushland.
That's big plant.
Now, often when you see the police uprooting a lot of plants like that, they may have a fire already going.
That's what I want to know. How do they dispose of them?
Well, they all stand downwind.
No, they don't, do they?
Get completely munted and then go and get a couple of wagon wheels.
Hello, boss.
The front page of today's paper, and I'm just, in my head, I'm debating whether Tomek actually deserves this, Bernard Tomek. Apparently, very sadly, police have launched an investigation into 21-year-old Gold Coast woman Paige McCarthy. She was found in a nightclub bathroom passed out, and it now is believed that they're investigating someone within Tomek's entourage on the night may have been
involved. Oh, they pointed the finger at one of his buddies.
Yeah, it's an alleged incident.
Now,
was there any
Drink spiked with alcohol?
We don't know. Alleged drink spiking incident is all they're saying.
That happens a lot, that alcohol spiking.
There's a lot of drink spiked with alcohol in nightclubs. What is the drink spiking drug of choice, Brendo? Is it Rohypnol? Is that what people use?
That or has it been in the past.
Because I don't get drink spiking, okay? This is the logistics of drink spiking. I'm a creep. I meet you at a nightclub.
Yeah.
It's like, our conversation's going well.
Mm.
To get this across the line, I think the moment Robin's turned her back, I'm going to drop something in her drink.
And then what happens?
And then what happens to you?
I've got to carry you home.
Yeah, do I carry? I'll take it to the hospital or to the doctor, or do I lure you out of the nightclub before it kicks in?
So what I understand is it actually impacts your ability to recall what's going on and for you to be present in the moment, but it doesn't make you pass out unless they give you too much.
Right.
And it's a slow burn. That's how I understand it from someone who I know has had it.
You're more suggestible and I can manipulate you and ask you
and
to leave.
And not remember.
Right, and not remember.
That's the big
one. Aren't you at the nightclub with friends? I mean, very rarely would a woman be at a nightclub alone.
Listen, I got the Gold Coast Bulletin and this young lady had a mate with her and she said, lucky I didn't get spiked because she saved the situation.
Mm.
But my initial question was, does Tomek deserve to be
brought into
this?
How did he get linked in with all this?
Because it's his entourage, they're saying.
Hold on. Is that an official thing that he has an entourage or is he just out on the grog with his mates? Why are they his entourage?
Can I just say on International Women's Day, when it comes to drink spiking, men have been doing a lot of the heavy lifting and it's like, isn't it time you started to spike our drinks? Because it doesn't work the same way. It's like,
No. Here's the thing.
Something happened in the car park. I feel so dirty. We don't want you.
What?
We don't need to do that.
Right.
Come on, realistically. We don't need to spike a drink to get a bloke.
No, you do not.
Okay.
All you have to do is smile.
Well, he's being called as a witness, so I'm sure this story will keep unfolding. TripleM.com.
Do we go too far?
We will keep you updated.
I've been having sleepless nights, not because of our crime squad investigations, but because I have an infestation of possums. So here's the problem.
How many you got?
I don't know. There sounds like there's an entire army and they all wear gumboots. But yesterday I actually found one of the culprits. And I am now having an ongoing dispute with my 13-year-old who completely adores and loves animals, little Pipey, because he wants to feed it bread. and it's living just under my
laced
gutters.
With what?
No. He wants to hand rear it and give it a name and do things with it. Now, my question to you is, what happens with a possum? Because I know with scrub turkeys that you have to take them away for them not to come back. But isn't there a ruling? Like, if I get rid of...
You're not allowed
to
kill them, apparently.
No, you're not allowed to kill them. But if
they die, I'm not allowed to kill them.
Fauna. So... You
can kill indigenous rats. They have a ratter. They have a council ratter.
Yeah, I think you've got to call someone who's,
Pete,
you
know, possum
if you want your possum taken care of, you've got to call an expert in.
Yeah, but okay, so if I call Pete the possum man, Marto.
He comes and puts him in a box, but I think he doesn't. They don't go very far away.
Well, even if this one goes, does that mean that I then just get another family of possums? Because they tell everyone
that's
on the Tree Telegraph.
Me. There's been some mysterious deaths of the ones that live in my eaves, my Safete, and so they just sometimes one of them dies. And then straight away, another one, I reckon within a week, another one comes and I go, oh my God, I meant
so
to put chicken on.
The family in our back garden is fairly transient. They come around at the beginning of spring, wait till the apricots come on the tree. Eat them all, create a mess, and then they disappear.
No, I got one. You look like I've just seen that photo you showed me.
It's
where
very
is
cute.
That under your house? Where
No. You can see its tail as you walk through the front door.
Oh, so ringtail?
What is that? It's a brown
A little.
There's brush tail or ring tail.
That is a ring tail. Yeah.
Okay. Anyway, he's super cute.
We're not experts. So the ring tails are the ones that live in the trees most of the time.
That's a brush tail. That's a big. You're gonna have a big possum.
But I've got two big ones and a baby living in my roof.
You look at his little brown eyes, Marto.
They're cute.
And his big ears.
I don't like possums, you know that.
Look at that.
I know
his tail. Hello, Marto. I'm indigenous. Where are you from, mate?
Now, listen, he's not a traditional land tree owner.
If you want to see these photos, because I've taken a whole pile of them, we'll chuck them up on our Facebook and also the
big
website.
That's why it sounds like there's a mass of them up there.
How's your dog go?
They're big.
Well, if he hit the ground...
Oh, no, I don't mean that. That's how sometimes mine accidentally died. But, I mean, it drives our dog insane when they leave the roof and go across the roof and out onto the wire and they're out for the night
like
to get
a
food.
Nutter. But you're not helping me. What do I do with it? Do I leave it and just put up with it?
No, I just read you're not allowed to kill them. That was going to be my suggestion, but it's illegal.
I couldn't kill a possum. I couldn't kill it.
So he's got to be lured out.
And then what?
Well, maybe you can...
You put chicken
away. How do I lure a possum?
Ask everyone else, but the traditional way is when they leave, when the sun goes down, all right, in the arvo, they leave to go out and get food, then you jam chicken wire or however they get into your house, you close off that opportunity and they can't come back.
Well, don't they then go find some other opportunity?
Yeah, but hopefully not in your house.
But you've got to also make sure that they have gone, otherwise you jam them in your roof, they die, and there's something
horrific. That's why you can't poison them, because they go away and die.
Okay, I'm not going to poison them.
Help a sister out on International Women's Day, will you? How do you deal with possum problems?
Have you heard them have sex?
No.
Rob's got a problem with a possum. Come on.
Is that what possums sound like having sex?
You think someone next door's got asthma, it's the possum stoinking in your ceiling.
The big breakfast on Triple M.
See, this is the fight I've got. I want to get rid of this possum because it's just, I mean, I know it's cute, but I think it's going to cause more harm than good, and he wants to feed it.
A member of the species looks for a home? A pregnant woman looks for a home.
Oh, okay.
Is that because they sometimes, one lot of them, is it the ringtail? They can live in trees, but I think when they get pregnant, they want to get a proper place.
No, ringtails can live in a little nest in a tree. It looks like a bird's nest.
So they're the ringtails.
But the
brush
bushy,
tail,
the bushy wants a big place to call home.
Okay. Clearly, these guys have no help whatsoever. No, Kevin from New Farm, what do I do with the possum?
Possums, yeah. It took us 6 days from Paddington to actually get these little buggers out.
Oh, God.
And eventually we decided to move out of Paddington and go to New Farm. There's less possums in New Farm.
Is that why you moved?
Oh, one of the reasons is just an incessant battle.
Right.
Even putting possum houses up in the trees didn't stop moving back into the house again.
So were they in the gutters? Where were they, under the roof?
They started coming into the gutters, so we closed those up. Then they came through the actual back gutters, so we closed those up. Then they came in under the eaves of the dormer, so we closed that up. Then they found a hole at the back of the house, so we closed that up. And it just kept going on. Brush tails are the most persistent Houdinis in the animal world.
Robin, you make a ring, big finger to thumb, you make a circle that big. they can fit into that through that. Whoa. They can fit in. So when you get him out, you've got to put chicken wire down. Any opportunity. Is that
And Kev's had to move. But thank you, Debbie. Oh, you're a wildlife carer. Okay, what do you know about possums?
Okay, sort of what Marto said, if the space is as big as their head, they can squeeze into it.
Oh,
so as
cute.
They move out at night, yep, block it up. But they will have 7 territories within a kilometre. Yeah. And they are territorial, so
Deb,
you can't release them anywhere further than the 1 kilometre radius.
So Pete the Possum Man comes along. I hate to advertise him, but he's the only one we know. How far away does he take them?
Yep, less than a kilometre.
Is that law?
Yeah.
That is pointless.
And then they find their way back because I know my father-in-law once put a ring or something around one of their legs to see if it was the same one, right. And it was the same one, kept coming back.
Now, Deb, I ask you this? Is that possum urinating in Robin's roof?
Probably. Yeah.
God,
yeah.
Mate, I can see it. I can see in my ceiling that that's what's happening, a little brown drip.
Because that was what I was going to ask you, Deb. Like, I could probably live with it apart from the gumboots on the roof at 2 o'clock in the morning. I mean, do they cause a lot of damage to the house?
No.
Possibly the timber, but they won't eat the treated pine because obviously it's treated and they won't like the taste of it.
They'll only scratch the timber, as far as my lifetime analysis, to get in somewhere else, like to get over a rafter and get into a more comfy space.
And they won't chew on electrical wires?
Yeah, they will.
Oh, so
the ringtail possum will make a dray up in a tree.
Okay, this is a brush tail. Thank you.
They're the big ones.
Derek of Moray Field. Ooh, you're sending in the spider to catch the fly. What have you got?
Yes, we had a 9-foot carpet python up in our roof.
Oh, that's a beauty.
Up in the farm.
Yeah.
And it kept away possums. Not only that, it also kept the electrician out of the roof as well.
Oh, God, yeah.
Okay, because I've seen those pictures of pythons eating possums, but that would require me to go and get a python.
Yes, indeed. Yeah, it worked quite well, actually, because this one here was 9 foot. And
wow.
Yeah, it was a massive python.
Possums. Wow.
What did you have to feed it, though, Derek, to keep it healthy and alive?
Possum?
No, nothing. Because we lived in a rural area, it basically found its way into the roof itself. And then from then onwards, it left its snake skin across 4 rafters.
Yoza.
That's a good one.
That's a great one.
Yeah.
Moon, have you ever seen them? These snakes, when they live in the roofs, if they haven't got anything in the roof to eat, they just drop off the roof onto birds and things like that. Anything on the ground, they just whack them and then they wrap themselves.
What about one night if it just drops into your face?
Yeah, we had the dog almost gone for a python. Anyway.
Okay.
Hey, read Macca's out. Macca couldn't stay with us from Eagleby. Put toilet cleaner in the roof.
I don't think you should put toilet cleaner in the roof because I believe that has bleach in it, or it is bleach.
And then they die in the roof.
I don't know if you've had drunk bleach, but it doesn't end well.
Oh, I see here it says obviously not an expert opinion.
Yes.
Okay.
I would much prefer a live possum in my roof than a dead one.
Yeah,
true. Well, you know what you've got to do? Apparently you've got to move. That's the only
I'm not moving.
So best of luck.
Okay, so we call him Harold? Is that what we've said?
That's what we call him.
Good luck.
And you know what? He's pretty cute.
Triple M.
Today is International Women's Day.
Yes,
to
it
all
is.
Women everywhere. And we talk about equality, and often we only give it lip service. But really, we've got to break down our limited thinking as men and think, well, women can do anything that we can do.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes I surprise myself as a sexist. And
I want to
out myself as surprise sexist here.
What do you mean? What's a surprise sexist?
What do you mean?
A surprise sexist where I expected a man to be doing a particular role and all of a sudden you go, a woman can do that too. I was in a Black Hawk helicopter with a couple of members of the SAS in Timor-Leste or East Timor.
Oh, I love that
A few
place.
Years ago. I was over there doing some entertaining and we were flying from a place called Gleno, and you fly back down to Dili through the mountains, but they just follow a river valley, basically. They follow a valley.
Yeah.
So you're flying kind of, you know, on the side sometimes and traversing down this mountain.
Yeah.
And the guys who were in the helicopter with us said, you know, the pilots will often try and make you throw up because they can handle it and they just want to see civilians get out a little bit green. And sure enough, like, you know, the helicopter's flipping from one side to the other and you're kind of, you know, hanging out the side.
Yeah.
You're stuck to the seat, but, you know. And it was spectacular. It was magnificent. And this machine is just powering down the mountain.
Did you throw up?
I didn't throw up. I did feel a little bit green around the gills. We land in Dili at the base and the helicopter comes to a stop. And we get out. And then the pilot gets out and it's like, oh, there's the pilot. And off comes the helmet and underneath is a 24-year-old woman with long
yes.
blonde hair.
Just
a,
there you go.
Just shaking out the Pantene locks. Oh, yeah. It won't happen overnight, but it will happen. And and I went, oh. And I did a bit of, oh. Like,
and then had to catch yourself because yeah. it's not politically correct
You're
to even
woman.
Be vaguely
I did
surprised.
Say, well flown, toot. As I
not.
Threw up into the grass.
You
no.
did not. You did not.
You got me. You got me, honey bun. No, I didn't. But I did surprise myself thinking, well, you just presumed that a guy was flying that helicopter. Surprise, sexist. I underestimated women.
I had one the other day. I went over and did some spit watering and also I had the compressor and I had the spit water, both heavy units. I got them out of the ute on my own, out of the tray of the ute on my own.
Mm-hmm.
The girl who I did the job for was thanking me and I went to lift them. She said, I'll give you a hand. She had skinny little arms, not a very big girl. Surprisingly, so I just went, oh, thanks.
Well, that's the whole... There you go. Sorry. That'd be it from me to talk over Helen Reddy. But that's the thing about in trades too. Like, you've
There's
gone out and done
more.
Smoko and there
I
aren't
got a
very
surprise
many,
the other day, there was
but...
a chippy girl and she could do everything and they said she works harder and faster and smarter than all the other carpenters.
See, there you go. I think it's just that the rest of the world has to catch up. So without being patronising on this International Women's Day.
What is it? When have women surprised you?
Well, no, yeah, blokes, you can out yourself on this International Women's Day and say, when has a woman surprised? When have you thought, hold on, there's a woman doing what a man should be doing
what?
Because it's your own limited thinking.
What
Give
you
us a
thought
call,
a man could only do.
Whether it's a Black Hawk helicopter pilot or someone lifting a spitwater unit. Give us a call.
And also, if there are women listening who've had that reaction from blokes, because that's always really cool. Daryl of Capalaba, when have you been a surprise sexist?
I went out to see a client a couple of years ago and I got to his showroom and there's a V8 supercar there and we started talking and, you know, usual guy talk about the car and, you know, I was like, oh, I didn't even know that you liked V8s, let alone, you know, drove them. And he said, oh, it's not me, it's my girlfriend.
Right.
Yep. What did you say, Daryl?
Well, I didn't know what to say, really, because, like, he's like a bloke's bloke, so I just assumed it was him, and he's got this gorgeous little blonde girlfriend, and, yeah.
She's into V8.
And
she's the one. She's the one racing the race cars.
And, oh, she's actually racing it.
Yeah.
Mm. Oh, my God.
Yeah. Was she there when you were embarrassing yourself?
No, thankfully.
And I don't know whether this is sexist, but that makes her immediately sexier, the fact that she's driving a V8 supercar.
Does it?
Does it?
Why? It does.
Because she, yeah, it does, because, and in fact, it's inverse sexism.
Do you want to sleep
because
with
I don't
V8
expect
supercar
that,
drivers?
That she would be doing it, and because she is doing it, I now imbue her with more qualities than I did before, so it makes her sexier. So it is inverse sexism. Daryl, thank you for helping me.
Whoa.
Jared of Birkdale, what have you done? What happened?
Mate, a few years ago when I was fitting truck tyres, the company I was working for actually hired a female truck tyre fitter. And no word of a lie, she was better than half the blokes out there, mate.
You got to be really strong, don't you, for that?
Mate, they're about 50, 60 kilos for the truck tyre, then you got the rim on top of that. So it's quite a physical job. And for her to actually go out there and do better than half the boys, mate, I was quite surprised.
So do you reckon in her situation she had to try a lot harder than most of the blokes in order just to be recognised as a capable worker?
Mate, I dare say she would. Plus, she'd probably have to put up with a lot of, obviously, wolf whistling as well from the truck drivers. So dealing with truck drivers on a daily basis is not the easiest thing to do as well.
Good honour.
Good one.
Let's give her a little bit of Helen Reddy. I am strong. Yeah.
I bet you she could swear. Those tyres could be hard to get off some days.
I bet you could knock your lights out too.
Oh, Glenn of Aspley.
Hey, Glenn.
G'day, g'day. How are we?
Did you get surprised?
Mate, I did. Many years ago, I was a police officer and we showed up to a job one night, one of these teenage parties where they've invited, you know, put the open invitation on, open on the net.
Worthington.
And then, yeah, Corey. And it ended up with, you know, hundreds of drunk teenagers there and we showed up and on the officer in charge that night was a female inspector, and she always wore a full face of makeup, long fake nails, and she showed up in amongst this fracas as well, and we thought, what the hell is she going to, well, how much help is she going to
yes.
be? And then she wasn't there for, you know, very long, and she said, right, lads, this isn't going to sort itself out, let's get into it. And she just waded in amongst these kids and picked out the ones that were causing the most strife, and she was coming out with one in each hand and just pushing them into the van. And once it was all over, she just said to us, look at that, fellas, didn't even break a nail.
Bang.
what technique did she use? Was she giving them by the earlobe, or how was she, what does she do?
It was a combination of round the collar or by the belt, or some of them were in a little bit of a headlock as well. But
do you find that sexy, Glenn?
I'll stop. Okay.
Oh yeah, it was a bit hot. Yeah, but
that says so much about you blokes. Honestly,
we're not advancing
really
any. We're not evolving here.
No.
I just wanted to check something.
When a woman does a
Glenn.
Good job, you're it's just, a real turn.
It's only a day.
You're doing so well.
I just wanted to check with Glenn. Okay.
Yeah. Why? It's just anyway.
Yeah, okay. we get it.
No.
We just can't
days
help
like
it.
Today, I'm learning about how puerile the male brain is at times.
Yes, I know.
Then that is a benefit to the world.
We want women to have equality. We want them to be good at whatever job they do, and when they are.
Oh, God.
It's the Big Breakfast on Triple M.